Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm very excited to be joined by Mike Nelson, Senior Strategic Planner for Data Center Products for the Non-Volatile Memory Solutions Group at Intel. Welcome, Mike.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
So today, we're going to talk about some interesting innovations in the world of SSDs. Can you just tell us a little bit about the business and where we focus in terms of our innovation?
In the beginning, solid-state storage basically came out emulating classical disk drives, only they were built with solid-state media instead of rotating magnetic media, so they have much better performance characteristics. We actually did a fairly extensive form factor design study last year and came to the conclusion that a new, more innovative form factor was necessary.
So introducing the ruler SSD.
We came up with this ruler concept, which is a very long, slender drive. Basically, the ruler SSD is a form factor that was determined by the needs of the system. We wanted to get very high density, and our objective was 1 petabyte in 1U. Which is the pizza box server. We wanted to have it be simple and cost-effective. We wanted it to be serviceable, being able to change modules without having to open a system up or pull a drawer out. We wanted it to be reliable, and we wanted it to have good thermal characteristics so we could drive them hard and get the performance out of them and still be able to cool them efficiently. We really wanted to define something that would be a paradigm shift.
That's amazing.
The dimensions of the ruler weren't really an accident. It's just over 12 inches long. It's about 1.5 inches tall, and it's just over 3/8 of an inch thick. It's essentially about the size of a ruler. And those can fit very efficiently into a 1U server box, 32 across the front with adequate airflow to support 25 watts per drive. And they interconnect in the system and route to the back-end compute complex very cleanly and efficiently and met all of our objectives. It's really an exciting development.
Obviously, there's a lot that goes into layout of something in a 1U form factor. And you don't just need to think about how to physically fit it. You need to think about airflow and all sorts of things in terms of the thermal design of the system.
With the ruler, we basically stretched it out long, and it's a single PCB. So that every component on the ruler, it can actually express out to the case of the drive as a heat sink. And so we can very efficiently bring heat out of any part of the module and manage thermals much more efficiently. Our modeling shows that the ruler drives are about 40% more efficient thermally than the 15 millimeter U.2 drives.
So from a deployment standpoint, what is the net increase in storage that can be deployed in an average 1U server based on moving to the ruler design?
In a 1U server today, you can fit 12 2.5-inch drives, and that's in a maximum capacity configuration. You're up at 384 terabytes. With the ruler configuration, we will get 32 modules in the same space and package a petabyte.
That's amazing.
When you compare it to hard disk drives, benefits are even higher because hard disk drives do not offer 32 terabyte kind of capacities. You know, you'll need a full rack to package a petabyte where it's configured with error encoding. We can do that in basically 1U.
That is amazing. And I know this was driven by Intel, and you know, Intel engineering put this thing together, but do we have any aims around driving this into standards effort?
Absolutely. We are actively working with a multi-partner working group today. It's a legal entity working to standardize this configuration. And so this will be an industry standard, and we expect that to probably see public release sometime late this year.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations on hitting this important milestone of delivery of this innovation to the public. I'm sure that the industry standards effort will also be interesting to hear about. So we'd love to have you come back on Chip Chat, Mike. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit Chip Chat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.